Hey, this is Tom Waddle. Thanks for listening to the Waddle and Sylvie podcast brought to you by Miller Lite, the presenting sponsor of the 2020 ESPN 1000 Virtual Fantasy Football Championship. Find out how to be a part of it at ESPNFFC.com.
Waddle and Sylvie weekdays, 2 to 6.
Follow on Twitter at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87. ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Now?
Tell me what, now?
Just wait a second.
Now?
Now?
All right, now I'm going.
Now! Yeah. Hey, everybody! Do you know what we'll be doing 3 weeks from today? Take a guess. If we still have jobs. Do you know what we'll be doing 3 weeks from today?
We could still do it if we don't have jobs. We'll just Zoom each other.
Okay.
Preview some football.
You know, I can't even Zoom on my own computer at home because it's too old and it won't. I don't know how to download Zoom on it, I have to use my wife's computer to do any Zoom things.
Let me guess. We'll preview a real football game.
What we're going to be doing, first of all, Christopher, that's Chris Black and that's Adam Abdallah in there, also known as Chip and Dip to many. We are going to be recapping the first game of the NFL season because if I'm not mistaken, yesterday was, how do I say this without being a complete idiot? The opening game of the NFL season is 3 weeks from last night. That's how to say it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
The Kansas City Chiefs and the Houston Texans.
We'll recap, the not Mitch Bowl.
Right. We'll be
son of a Mitch Bowl.
So we'll be recapping the son of a Mitch Bowl.
Three, and then
right?
We'll be, three?
Yes, at least. And we'll be previewing the Bears and Lions.
Do you think we'll know who the Bears quarterback is 3 weeks from today?
I would certainly hope so.
Or is this going to be one of these game time? Is he going to try to pull a Belichick and be like, I'll tell you when I tell you?
No, I don't think that's going to be the case. For some reason, we are still having these fights. We're having these fights with friends of ours. Greg Braggs, we're having fights with coworkers. David Kaplan, you can hear Cap and Jay Hood 7 to 10 every day here on ESPN 1000. And I believe there are a couple of minor skirmishes in the media as well when it comes to this quarterback controversy. We always believe in our guy, Dan Weider of the Trib, because he's knowledgeable, he's fair, he's honest, and he's one of our teammates. So I want to get his opinions, and that's why Dan's joining us right now. Dan, did you have any scraps earlier today defending or denying any of the quarterback conversations with your fellow media members?
So I have missed this silliness more than I realized. I missed this silliness. This is the first week that I've been on site doing my job with other people present, with actual things happening, and I feel this life inside of me where the arguments are fun, the reprimands are fun. All of it is. I just missed this. Like, we are ready for football again.
Why is there? Can you explain to us? Like, why yes. is there? And I get why there's angst. And I'm not going to rehash the entire history, but I will quickly. Ryan Pace moved up and drafted Mitch second overall when Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes were there. So we've got that. Why is there still this angst between those that are, I guess, pro-Mitch and those that are questioning Mitch?
So Abdallah just said this off the air. He said there's the pro-Trubisky and then there's the pro-truth. Right. And so the pro-truth doesn't necessarily mean anti-Trubisky. It just means let's cover what's in front of us. Let's take the good with the bad with the good, and let's tell the truth about what's there. For me, what has been really frustrating, and I felt very vindicated listening to you and Sylvie sort of talk about all of this yesterday afternoon. What's frustrating for me is we spend so much time trying to establish the boundaries of the reality zone, right? Like, I'm constantly talking to Cap once a week about where the reality zone is, and he refuses to stay within the reality zone. And then we have to keep going, no, come back here, little buddy. Come back here. Get back inside the reality zone. And it's just we spend so much of this time just establishing the reality zone that we never get to the actual meat of the quarterback conversation.
So what is, let's start with the reality. What is the reality zone for you?
The reality zone right now, after four practices this week, is that the Bears are entering a uncertain 2020 season with giant question marks at the quarterback position. Neither guy has looked impressive through the four practices that have been held this week. They're going to have to make a decision really quickly on a time crunch with an intense deadline approaching. And you're going to go into the season with a quarterback that may just be ho-hum, one way or the other, right? And so the reality zone right now is that Mitch has not shown noticeable growth from last season, from what I've seen with the naked eye this week. And Nick Foles has yet to wow me with anything he's done on the practice field this week. Now, he continues to say, look, this is a process. I've changed teams four times before. I understand that there's a little bit of bumps in the road when you're learning your teammates, when you're trying to get adjusted to the system. Even though you're familiar with it, you're still trying to get sort of acclimated to it. And eventually, Nick, if he wants to be the week one starter in Detroit, is going to have to speed up that process, right, of getting through those things and playing at a level where everyone says, yep, he's the obvious guy. Right now, neither one of them is the obvious guy, to be honest with you, and that should leave the entire city with a pit in their stomach, because I'll tell you right now, this defense is Super Bowl ready.
Yeah, that's the point I'm making, and some people will say, well, Waddle, last year they weren't like they were in 2018, and they weren't elite, they weren't great. Yeah, okay, in a down year, they were the fourth best team in football in terms of points allowed. I can ride with that.
Absolutely. Right now, I mean, what you're talking about is a defense that knows who it is. And I think that's been really apparent this week, is that there's just a confidence and a noticeable swagger and a belief that, yeah, we are every bit as good as we think we are. And even the new players, Tayshawn Gibson today said that he knew what this defense was before he got here. Now practicing for a week and a half with them, it's even better than he thought it was, just because there is that collective confidence. He says he looks in front of him, he sees two linebackers that run like safeties and get to the ball. You know what the pass rush can do at full strength. When Akeem Hicks is healthy, he's great. Eddie Jackson's terrific on the back end. Kyle Fuller. So this is a defense that, once again, Chicago is ready to win at a high level. Now they need help from the offense. And I've said this to a couple people this week, that there's enough of a vibe out of Hales Hall this week where you can convince yourself, yeah, this team can win 11 games and be a real factor in January. And then you watch three periods of teamwork, and you watch this offense function, and you go, this team can't win 11 games. They're going to be 8-8, 9-7, and everyone's going to be pulling their hair out.
Well, Matt Nagy he seems reluctant to confirm that Mitch has made progress. So is he just trying to be non-committal here, or has Mitch been the better participant in this competition? But that says more about Nick Foles not impressing you and less about Mitch making strides, if that makes any sense.
Mitch has been fine. Like, he's been fine this week. So I went back through my notes today. I had this down as the 24th best practice of Mitch's career. I'm joking, of course, because anybody that's saying those kind of things, that's a little bit of a jab to get that media war.
Are you guys scrapping,
again,
by the
right?
way? I mean, I know that there is no media. There's no media room anymore. But are you guys openly wrestling out there? Those of you
who may have differing
quarterback opinions?
This is a world of social distancing, open wrestling. No.
Okay.
That's got to wait for a little while longer.
So you're yelling at each other from a distance.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wiederer, take that. Mitch just hit that 10-yard out. Look at you.
or just making subtle jabs here and there, whatever it may be.
I want to remind people that both you and Jeff Dickerson, neither of you have a dog in the hunt, but both of you were very honest with your assessment last year. So I tend to look at you guys as guys with very open minds.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that, because I was told, I got out to practice this morning, and the morning show, as you know, starts earlier now. And so there had been morning show this morning, and I had multiple people come up to me and say, Cap was railing on you on the air, calling you up by name, saying that you don't paint a complete picture. And I said, uh-oh, we've got fuel for that fire now, too. Look, Tommy, there's a flavor for everyone. Some people want a triple scoop of positivity every morning. Other people want reality. And so we are going to establish the reality zone at least once a week on this show, and we're going to let people deal with that.
Outstanding.
So look, you know, we've talked about this. 7-on-7 work, right? You can't have an outstanding 7-on-7 period. You can only have a bad 7-on-7 period, right? It's like making 3-foot putts. It's only a story if you miss them regularly.
If you have a bad 7-on-7, it is a story because there is no pass rush in your face.
Right. And you're not facing traffic that you would be, and you don't have to worry about your pocket poise and all those other things. And so, like I said, those are like 3-foot putts. And if you make 10 3-foot putts in a row, congratulations. Fist pump, get on to the next drill. If you miss 8 of 10, well, now I'm going to say, uh-oh, we've got problems. And so there's so much that goes into this. We've got to get a bigger sample size. The problem for the Bears is they don't have enough time to get a huge sample size to make a judgment on this quarterback competition. And so it's really put a major pile of work in front of Matt Nagy and Bill Lazor and John DeFilippo and Dave Ragone to figure out how to structure these practices, how to evaluate the practices, how to restructure the next day to try to get everything that they want to see. You know, look, Matt was honest today in saying that even he needs to go through a comprehensive film review after a day of practice to feel exactly how that day went, right? And so some of the things that he's looking at that you'll never be able to tell standing 85 yards away in the northwest corner of field three as a reporter is, right, you know, how does the footwork match up with the route that's being run? And they've said over and over again that footwork is the thing they're concerned with Trubisky above almost anything else, right? That he needs to work on his footwork. Does it match up with the timing of the route? Is he going through his progressions in a way that is sensible against the coverage that he's facing? Remember, we talked for most of the winter about how he had to become a master at understanding coverages. And then, you know, are you making the right decisions and getting the ball where it needs to go accurately? If you focus on those three things, you'll have a feel for where this thing is headed. Mitch has been fine this week.
Yeah.
You know, I'll slap the fine label on it. I don't feel, you know, in some panic zone about it. I also don't think that there's been any discernible growth that makes you say, okay, the corner has been turned.
I'm a believer, too, that you can really only make those evaluations. It's only meaningful when you are in a team environment. And by team environment, I mean 11-on-11, where the defensive front seven is actually trying to get better. So they're trying to beat the guys across from them, although you're on the same team. And then you have to adjust all that you do with a pass rush in your face. Has there been any of that practice, or are they not going full pads and they're not going team drills at
all? No, there's been team drills this week,
okay,
for sure. And you know, Matt's given us the cheat sheet on this, right? He's told us that the situational work is going to be a major emphasis for the coaching staff on how they grade this thing and how they evaluate it. He's looking at red zone work. He's looking at third down work. He's looking at 2-minute drill. He's looking at 4-minute offense, right? And so situationally, when they go in those team periods and they do some of this stuff, you really have to dial in and get a feel for how it's working, right? And when a quarterback does run out of bounds on first and goal from the one, right, that does wipe away an entire period of impressive 7-on-7 work,
right?
Because that's a game-losing play and a decision in year four that should never happen. And so those who said, oh, man, you're overrating one play yesterday, forget about it. The coaching staff isn't looking past that play. They're staying up at night going, oh, my goodness, how are we still having to coach some of these things into a franchise quarterback? And
right,
so every one of those mistakes that happens compounds, right? And it adds up on the ledger. Now you can get past them. Don't do it again, right? You do it a second time, now you're in the doghouse. But if you can correct that and not let it happen again, okay, great. You give yourself a chance. Look, you know, I think we got caught in this cycle with Jay Cutler to some extent. There was a point where if you were still confused on who Jay Cutler was as a quarterback, that was on you, right? That wasn't on Jay.
And
I'm fearful that we're potentially heading down that same path with Mitch, where people are still trying to convince themselves that the breakthrough is coming, despite all the evidence that tells you the breakthrough may not be coming.
Dan, you're watching these practices, and I'm not trying to designate between which quarterback is which, so for either quarterback, but when there are mistakes, when there are, you know, center exchange mistakes, when, you know, when someone overthrows someone or underthrows someone, or there's a good defensive play, do you see any body language reactions from the receivers, from the tight ends, maybe even the defense, that these guys are getting frustrated that, you know, maybe this is taking longer than anticipated?
No, there hasn't been any of that this week. And look, I think this team has been very open this week at saying that they're, and I'm writing about this for tomorrow, that there's this very delicate balance that they're all trying to strike right now between understanding that it's very early in training camp, but it's getting late really quick, right? And so you write off some of those mistakes as, okay, we're just out of practice a little bit. We got to smooth some of the rough edges. There's a little rust here. We're knocking it off. At the same time, as you mentioned, 3 weeks from now, the season opener takes place at Ford Field in Detroit, and you cannot be sloppy. Otherwise, you come back at 0-1 with a city that's going to be ready to get the pitchforks out again, right? And so let's see where this goes. But there is a very delicate balance right now between the Bears trying to be patient with how long some of this growth and some of this progress takes, and having that, hey, let's go. We got to go now. We can't wait around for the guys who aren't ready to make those breakthroughs. There's a lot of new faces here. There's a lot of rookies that are, you know, a couple of rookies anyway, Cole Kmet and Jalen Johnson in particular, expected to play significant roles this season. And so there's a lot to work through, and you can understand why Matt is feeling anxious in this time period, because it's a very short bridge to cross from here into the regular season, and they have a ton of work to do, and they've got to demonstrate to the rest of the world that they've actually made significant progress to be a acceptable offense in 2020.
Our buddy Adam Hoge has stepped into the octagon. He just tweeted to us, at Dan Wiederer, at TWaddle87. You can say my name, Dan! Say his name, Adam, he's going to say your name. Like, first of all, can I say this? Adam Johns, Adam Hoge, Dan Wiederer, Jeff Dickerson, everyone on this beat. We love all of you guys. We just like to have some fun here. But if you want to say his name, you can say his name, Dan.
Adam Hoge, I just said it. Adam Hoge was one of the first people I talked to this morning when I got there. And I asked him after yesterday, he said that it was potentially the best practice that he had seen Mitch have in his career. I said, can I get the top 10 list? Can you walk me through, like, where does this compare with, you know, September 2nd, 2018? Because we all remember that practice and got our notes out of that. So, you know, it's all in good fun. But there's a lot out here. And Chicago loves a good quarterback conversation.
Yes.
Like I said, I think one of the problems we're having is that we're spending so much time establishing this reality zone that we don't get around to some of the other important issues with this team, and there are a lot of them, right?
I'd like to say I want an offensive line that blocks better. I want a coach that's more dedicated to running the football. I want guys to catch the football with more regularity than they did last year. I want to see them run it, if I didn't say that before. Say his name! Say his name! That's funny. It's good. Listen, this is what's great about football. It gets everybody's juices flowing. And I think we all want to cover a football team, don't we? That gets back to winning a ton of games. And there's a chance that this team can win a ton of games because of the defense. I agree with you there, Dan. So I would just hope we can all get along with regard to whoever the quarterback is when things start. But I don't know. You guys are there. I'm not there.
So let me just tell you this as a little aside. I had this conversation with my dad not too long ago. Cap the other day had made some comments about how I'm just always negative, and how that if I had the winning lottery ticket, I wouldn't believe that I had the winning lottery ticket. And my rebuttal to that is I'm entering my eighth season on the Bears beat, and I still haven't seen them win a playoff game, right? And I've seen them have one winning season the entire time
that wins a playoff game, wouldn't you, Dan?
What's that?
You'd like to cover a team that wins a playoff game, wouldn't you?
So here's what I was going to tell you. In a previous life, when I was down on Tobacco Road covering ACC basketball for 7 seasons, I covered 3 national championship teams. If you go back and look at my coverage from the 7 years that I was covering college basketball on Tobacco Road, you'd be like, wow, Dan was the most positive person in the history of the universe, because I was covering championship teams year after year after year. Right now, I've been covering a ton of mediocrity. We've got a team that's coming off a highly disappointing 2019 that again, I think there are a lot of signs here that tell you that there are things in place from a defensive standpoint, from a mindset standpoint, from a character standpoint, that this team can absolutely hit a springboard and be a turnaround story in 2020. That's absolutely within the realm of possibility, but it's going to take the offense to get there. And I go into this season with a lot of head scratching being done about who they are as an offense because of all of the problems they had a year ago. And so far, through 4 days of practice out there with my own eyes, I haven't seen anything that says, yep, this is a totally different offense than we've seen in years past.
It's the most divisive thing in all of sports, where you can take a bunch of grown men who like each other and respect each other and pit them against one another like rabid dogs. Bears quarterback conversation. It's the one thing that gets everybody all excited and frustrated. That's true.
Well, I think it's going to be ongoing, right? As long as the season is ongoing, this is going to be an issue from now through January at the very least, right? Because even you name a starter for week one, the first time that guy, whether it's Nick or Mitch, has a bad outing, it's going to be, did they make the wrong decision? Uh-oh, do they need to change to the other guy? And that's going to be present all year. I hope the folks at Hales Hall are ready for that, because that's going to be part of this dynamic. And look, I get it. I mean, this fan base has waited a long time for an answer. They continually are told they have an answer, and then they get the rug pulled out from under them. And so, of course, there's going to be some impatience and some suspicion and some edginess to it. I'm just still, I guess, to some extent, stunned at the number of people that want to be blindly loyal and just make themselves feel good when there's not any evidence or reason that tells them to feel good.
Dan Weider off the top rope to end this conversation. Cool. I like it. Dan is always...
Adam Hogue, David Kaplan, say their name.
We always appreciate your candor and your information, Dan. Have a great weekend, my friend.
You guys are the best. Do not give up ground in the reality.
Oh, we never will. We never will. Thank you, Dan. Dan Weider from the Trib. Always fun to talk to Dan. Listen, Dan and JD saw it. Look, we like everybody. The Adams, Adam Johns, Adam Hogue, we all like them, and we're all having good fun with each other at this point. I will say this, though. JD and Dan Weiderer told everybody who would listen last year from Bourbon A that it just doesn't look right. And they were apprehensive about how things were going to go. And we were also excited about 2019 because of the 12-8 season the year before. And they were the ones looking at us going, guys, it just doesn't feel right. It doesn't look right. So, you know what? We'll respond to all of that. I know we're late and I'm crappy with time management and the clock. So we'll continue Bears conversation when we come back.
Coming up next,
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Waddle and Sylvie with you at home or in your office. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Celebrating the return of sports to Chicago. Every day we're highlighting one of the best bars in the Chicagoland area. Today we salute J.W. Holstein Saloon in Tinley Park. And right now, text Sam Adams to 31996 for your chance to win a Sam Adams summer cooler. Have you guys been to J.W. Holstein Saloon in Tinley Park?
I've not, but I'd love to go.
Helping you return, celebrate the return of sports.
Let's go.
I'll go. Yep. I got a migraine right now, but
that's cool.
Probably some alcohol will
trick
fix
it off.
That. So, what'd you make of our anchorman argument right there?
Well, you know, let me. I wonder this. I wonder if fans really care. Like, I feel like we're entertained by it because there's clearly a divide between media members on what's going down. I wonder if fans care. Like, do they find this interesting? Do they like that?
Are you
that
saying that I just wasted everybody's time because we're talking about something fans don't care about?
I think it might be the opposite. I think that there's some behind the scenes friction. I think that that might add to the intrigue of the coverage of your favorite team.
I think everyone just because here's the deal. And I saw Bragg's response, and I know he's up there calling, and Glenn, or Glenn, I always call him Glenn. Greg, you know what? We've got a short period of time. So. Just be patient. Maybe we'll get you. Maybe we don't. We love your family. We love
you. Who is he? Matt Damon?
Why is that?
Oh, we'll try and get you on the show.
No, I'm just saying.
It'll be 5:58.
I just know he's up there and he's waiting. And I'm just saying. But
I just know by the number now. I haven't even talked to him. I just know it's him.
I know. It's...
do you think fans care about this?
I think they... I think because there's no access. Bragg's even said, he's like, look, I'm just relying on the reports from guys that are 50 yards away from the field because of what the pandemic has left us with. Like before, you could go down to Bourbon A and watch it for yourself and come to your own conclusion. So now fans are they're even more dependent on the evaluation of the guys. They're all great. All the guys that cover the Bears are great. There's not a one of them that I don't like. They're all good guys. Everybody's eye sees different things. But I think now the fans are truly more reliant on these guys that see them practice every day than ever before because fans don't have the ability to get in their car and go watch practice. You know what I'm saying? So to answer your question, Chris, I hope I didn't waste the time of our listeners over the last 10 minutes, jerk face.
Well, I wasn't suggesting that you were wasting our
more,
time.
More with Jerk Face and Abdallah when we come back.
It's Waddle and Sylvie.
Hi.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN _ Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Just on Twitch. See, Waddle, that's how you hit a post.
That was not 8 seconds.
But I hit the post, though.
Yeah,
but
he went with the music.
I went with the post.
Oh, that's so silly.
It was like
silly.
A music thing.
Yeah.
But nobody at home knows that you hit the music
post.
They're
listening. They
hear
it.
It's a Flashback Friday here on WMVP as we get five songs in a row.
You
know what we call
that? Rocking to the weekend.
You just played. You just played inside radio. There is all you did.
Five songs in a row from Led Zeppelin.
I'm sure there's someone out there who's like, yeah, I know what they're talking about.
Watch us on Twitch.
You guys. I mean, I don't. Again, I don't want this to become because we're. You know what? We love you dearly, but we don't want this to be, hey, young guy, old guy thing, because I think we're all
young.
We're all young.
You're old.
We're all young.
You don't know what TikTok is.
That's a good song. I was going to ask you if you guys do have the, and I know you're music guys, but do you have the appreciation for Led Zeppelin?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Like that song, do you know how they recorded the drums of that song?
When the levee breaks?
Yeah.
Is that the name of the song?
They're recording this in this mansion, and they use the echo. So you're actually hearing an echo as one of the beats. How about that?
That's pretty awesome.
Cool. How about that?
Pretty good.
Take that.
Take that. You can also watch us take that on Twitch. That was a bad segue.
It's okay,
don't
man.
Send that to
just
the
go with it.
Don't send that
just
to the Hall of Fame.
Don't admit your mistake. Just keep rolling.
You can watch twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago or download the Twitch app. It's all brought to you by Night Games in Oak Forest and Miller Lights.
Listen, when you run a stop sign, do you turn around and go back and tell the local police officer that you did it? Or do you just acknowledge, oh, I made a mistake? I'm going to be more careful and mindful going forward. I'm not going to go back and report myself.
I think it's more like when you're walking down the street on the sidewalk and you trip over yourself, and then you kind of turn it into a slow jog and you act like you meant to do it all along. I think that's how you kind of have to play that.
I may have done that when I was younger. Now I just scream the F word loud, like, what the? And just acknowledge that that's the way it is.
You know that feeling. It's so embarrassing. You trip over yourself.
I do it all the time.
Turn it into like a slow jog.
Yeah. All right. Do we want to? I mean, first of all, is there? Chris, I was just being a jerk to you. I didn't mean to because you told me that I was being loose and bad with the clock. So
I don't know.
I took a little cheap shot at you by calling you Mr. Something.
Listen, I've been called worse from 9 to noon, so it's okay. You know what? Here's the thing. I like intrigue, and I'm intrigued based on the fact that the reporters are seeing two vastly different things at practice.
Piqued your interest.
And reporting back, and I like having to decide who's telling me something that may be biased, something that may have some influence from behind the scenes.
Okay.
And what's going on with any team that I follow, whether it be my favorite college football team, the USC Trojans, I know which reporters are just trying to say fight on and get the good vibes going out there. And the ones that are actually telling you what's going on behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. I think the same way with the Chicago Bulls. I think that we know that in town there are usually some different avenues to get your content about the Chicago Bulls. Some who are out there with the pom-poms. Some who are giving you the real take. So I like this in my favorite team's coverage. And that's what I was suggesting is I like that there's a little behind-the-scenes friction between those who are covering the Bears.
This.
I like this.
Yeah. Okay. Don't put him on yet, okay? Because I just want to say.
Should we put it on the poll? I just tweeted out. I didn't poll it, but Bragg's tweeted that he's coming on, and I said, should we let him on?
Okay, yeah, we are going to let him on. But here's the deal. Don't put him on yet. Listen, I always say this. I love him and his family. His daughter, Addie, is beautiful. His wife is fantastic. His mom was on yesterday. Wonderful family. But I'm going to say this right now, okay? And I don't want to talk about it anymore, all right? What I'm saying, not that part, because I'll say that all day long because I love the family. I don't want to hear him say anything about the rest of the offense was bad because I was screaming that from the tops of the whatever every single day that it was not just Mitch. So I don't want that to be the conversation here, okay? So I'm just, that's a ground rule. I don't want to do that. I don't want to hear that I'm hedging any bets. I'm sticking with Nick Foles as the guy that I predicted that is going to start. I don't give a rat's dump, okay? If it's not Nick, I want somebody that can bring me middle-of-the-road offense. I have a reasonable level of expectation. Get to 16. 354 yards and 22.6 points per game was middle of the pack last year. If you do that, I have faith in their defense. They're going to win 10 games at least. That's my prediction. So I don't want Greg to come on and start fighting with me about things that he and I agree on to begin with, just for the sake of argument. Okay? Is that fair? Is that a fair ground rule?
I think that's fair.
Want to talk about how it wasn't just Mitch last year, because I think we all agree. So all we're doing at that point is we're chasing our tails, or we're chasing each other's tails.
I really hope there's breaking news in the next like 3 minutes.
Okay, with that in mind, Greg Bragg's on line one.
All right.
Hey, buddy.
You know I love you. I'm on my way home.
Don't you break any of the two ground rules that I just gave, because we will hang up on you. And don't make me do that, because I don't want to do that.
See, you're getting me flustered because you're yelling at me now.
Okay, I just
listen. I'm on my way home, so Eddie's not with me this time. I love you guys too. But listen, you guys are sitting here. You're talking about positivity versus realistic point of view, and that really gets right into my craw. I am, and I think a lot of what Cap feels like he represents too. A negative point of view does not equal realistic. Just because you attribute realistic mindset to being negative or just being on your guard, doesn't mean that a positive point of view cannot be a realistic point of view. A positive point of view can have rationale. You can be positive and have rationale behind it. That's all the point I'm trying to make. You guys are sitting there saying, well, the only reason you're rooting for Mitch is because you're delusional.
No. Nobody used the word delusional connected with you today.
Well, Dan Wiener was just on and saying, all right, you either want three scoops of positivity or you want realistic. That's not right. Just because I don't agree in the same way that you're driving the motto behind what's wrong with Mitch in the way that I am doesn't mean that we aren't on the same page. I think this is just kind of we're saying the same thing but in different ways. That's how I feel about it.
So there shouldn't be any angst then if we're all pulling on the same end of the rope.
Absolutely.
Then where's the angst?
That's why I think it should go without saying that. Of course, we're going to root for whoever's best, and we just want what's best, and all that stuff. And we can agree that there was more problems than just the quarterback, of course. But I just think that you're harping on a positive mindset versus a realistic mindset. That's not fair. You're allowed to be positive and have a realistic point of view. It doesn't always have to be negative. So that's how I feel about it. That's it. There wasn't going to be anything else about that. That's all I wanted to cry about today.
How was work today?
It was good. We wrapped up the job in Monticello. I've been driving 2 hours to and from work every day, and we finished it finally, so I don't have to go back out there anymore. It was nice.
I've seen pictures of some of your work. You're a very talented mason.
I appreciate that. Yeah, it is frustrating because normally I would be at training camp right now. I'd have missed this entire week of work to go to camp because I would have been there. For the last 18 years, I'd go every day camp that it was open.
Yeah.
And it was great. I didn't ever have to go off the beat riders. But, yeah, now we got to lean on these guys. And I do think, you're sitting there like, oh, well, some guys are realistic, and then there's other guys that are just more positive promoting. That's garbage, in my opinion. Everybody's got different opinions here. And just to me, that's belittling someone else's opinion by saying, well, you're just being delusional or a fanboy or just trying to say that excuse away their opinion. That to me, it's a bigger picture. And so I'm hoping that, we see this through, but I can't. I'm only going off of what they're saying now. So it's no different than you guys. But you have a great week. You guys have a great weekend. Still be strong.
Hold on, Greg.
I love you.
I feel like our relationship is starting to fray.
You hold on just a damn minute, okay? It's an election
Are
season.
You swearing at me? Yeah, I was being nice.
I think he's just trying to be fair and balanced.
I'm just trying to be fair and balanced, Greg. This is an election season. We get equal time here on the Waddle and Sylvie program. So we now go to Mitchell and Displains.
Oh, come on.
First of all, Greg, let me just say something real quick. This is called the contrarian. You don't have to be negative to be a pessimist, okay? There's a thing called the eye test. And unfortunately, your logic is inverted to a point where maybe you should stay outside and build outside because that's your strengths. Logically, I don't know. The bottom line is that...
Let's not get personal now.
Okay, what I'm saying was, Greg, I think you're a nice guy. I really do. I just think that your opinions are flawed. Like Trubisky, so you guys can relate to each other. The bottom line is this. Greg, when you look at Trubisky in his fourth year, he does not have certain tangible skills as an elite quarterback that would be in the class of trading up for the, you know, the second pick overall. Now, Nick Foles is the MVP. Let's just bring out the facts. Mm-hmm. He's cerebral. He's taller. He has a much deeper ball. And by the way, I want you to bring your focus, Greg, to the way Trubisky throws. There was just a study that was done on Trubisky. He does not throw a deep ball. So when every time a sycophant says that Trubisky has a deep ball, that's incorrect. He's a duck. Now, the bottom line is that Team Foles this week threw a beautiful deep ball, which the Bears haven't seen in 4 years.
Okay. Start to wrap it up so we can let Craig respond.
Foles does throw a good deep ball, Mitchell. I'll give you that. And Mitch does need to work on his mechanics. He went to the coaching instructor, Jeff Christensen, over the offseason. Hopefully that did work. I can't tell you whether or not it has because I'm not at camp. But Nick Foles hasn't won a football game in 2 years, Mitchell. You're talking about him, and I get he won a Super Bowl MVP. Congrats to the Eagles and him. I don't care. I'm worried about now. I'm not worried about past performance. I'm worried about what they'll do for the Bears.
Fair point, Greg. Fair point. Mitchell, your response.
Okay, bottom line is this, Greg. Last season they went 8-8. They look like 6-10. They look like a team that was 6-10. The bottom line is Trubisky cannot throw a TD in the red zone. 1 or 8. B. He cannot throw a deep ball. C. He has a difficult time reading a defense. The bottom line is that this was written by Lombardi 2 years ago. If there's not an elite defense, Trubisky is then insulated. Therefore, if you have to rely on Team Trubisky, you're going to be very disappointed.
Okay, Mitchell, we appreciate your input. Greg, you get the final word.
All right. Well, we're not going to be quoting too much Lombardi here on the Chicago, ESPN network. Thank you very much. But I'm sure Lombardi would agree
week,
that
actually.
when you get in the red zone, Mitchell, you have to run the ball too. So, I know Tom gets upset when I start bringing up, other aspects of the game, but I'm just saying it was a team sport. They went 8-8, and it wasn't all just on the quarterback. And to say that isn't, patting Mitch on the back or making excuses.
All right,
it's a fact.
All right. Each of you tell the other to have a good weekend. Mitchell, tell Greg's to have a good weekend.
Greg, I really appreciate our time together.
Yes!
I wish you a fabulous weekend.
Greg,
that's
awesome. Mitchell, have a good weekend.
I love you, and you know what we are? We bring balance to the universe.
There you go.
You have a great weekend, and you guys have a good one. Sylvie Strong, gentlemen.
There you go. All right. Well done, Greg and Mitchell. I thought that worked out well.
Balance of the universe. Is this some Star Wars stuff?
I think we each gave them a fair amount of time, didn't we?
I mean, you want to talk about a unity walk.
Yeah, I mean, take that.
Yeah, take that is right. I thought that was good. I was a little reluctant to let it happen. But then at the end, I felt love.
Yeah. And the bottom line is this.
And by the way, I don't know if anybody reported this. Dan Weederer, we did not get to that with him. But Akeem Hicks missed practice today with a quad injury.
Nagy said it was
he's fine.
He's
okay,
fine.
Good.
Oh, I was going to say, we have much bigger fish to fry if that's.
Exactly. We want to make sure that that got out there and we make sure that Coach Nagy said it's not a big deal. So that's good. I feel better now. I do. I feel better. I don't know what that's worth, but I do feel better. When we come back, I'll tell you what to watch for.
Yeah.
I feel good.
Chicago's home for sports is on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Look for the Combat Energy Price Lower Price sticker at participating retailers near you to save instantly on energy-efficient LED bulbs from the Combat Energy Efficiency Program. Learn more at combat.com/instantly.
I was so waiting for you to say LED bulbs after you said that interest rates are in the 25s.
That's because the S looked like a 5.
I didn't know
I also don't know what interest rates are. I know it's LED. That's why I said LED. I also don't know what interest rates are because I've never looked for a mortgage.
It must be nice to not know what interest rates are. That means you don't owe anybody any money, and that's a good thing.
I don't owe anybody
any money. That is a fabulous thing.
I got all my debts paid. No, not really. But still, I don't, anybody that would break my legs does not, I don't owe any money to them.
You guys want to watch some TV this weekend?
Yeah!
Waddle and Sylvie get you set for your weekend viewing with What to Watch For.
This has been one of the better segments on our show over the course of the last several years, Chris Bleck, now that you're on the show.
Can I agree with you on that? We
are going to ask you to make sure that you are a positive contributor to this segment, because I've learned a lot about a lot of good shows that otherwise I would not have been drawn to. With the suggestions. You know who has been in the past really good at this? Meller was always really good at this, and so was Eric. Eric was always really good at this. So
hey,
the pressure's on.
Should I tell him now that I've worked his show before?
Yeah, you've given us
like many times.
Yeah. Have you given us a What to Watch For?
Yeah.
On a consistent basis?
New, I'm new. Yeah.
On a consistent basis? Well, okay, well, I'm just saying like the pressure's going to be on you every Friday now.
All right, that's fine. I like pressure. You know what pressure does?
The problem is pipes. The problem is
I don't burst.
You got to realize that with Chris.
Also, pressure turns a piece of coal into a diamond.
Yeah, take that.
You got to understand, though, with Chris, that now that the NBA playoffs are on,
there's nothing else. You know what's funny about that?
That's going to lack creativity if you just burp up. Oh, I want to watch some NBA.
Well, but here's the thing. I wonder if many out there have thought this, too. I was thinking of this last night. I have yet to watch TV that's not Below Deck that my wife is watching.
What?
Below Deck, it's Umbrella. Since sports have started back up with everything rolling.
You have not watched anything other than sports.
I have only consumed sports, and it's been great.
I'm with you. I have not dipped into the Netflix or the Apple TV or the Marquee or the Hulu or the any number of different stuff that I pay for on a monthly basis, thanks to my children.
Yeah.
Adult children, that is.
So, this has been awesome. So, do you want me to lead off?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I'm going to say NBA playoffs this weekend.
There you go.
I've got a couple storylines for you. First of all, tonight on TNT, 8 o'clock, Clippers-Mavs. Can the Mavs go up 2-1 on the Clips in that series? See Luka again. There's nothing bad to see there. I like that. And
you were the first guy I ever heard mention Luka Doncic's name, I believe.
I was screaming about him for 2 years.
I give you a ton of credit for that.
Also, before that game, Celtics 76ers on TNT. Okay, is this the end of the 76ers as we know it? Like, if they get swept out here by the Celtics.
What's the battle cry from the 76ers? Trust the process?
Yeah, is the process over?
Dead.
So that's what I'm saying. And here's my angle, Tom, because you don't think that just saying sports is interesting.
No, I do.
In this offseason the 76ers go in a new direction, the new Bulls GM, Mark Eversley, do you think he will be bold and make a move to try and land Ben Simmons or Joel Embiid for the Chicago Bulls?
Do I want Ben Simmons?
Yeah, he's a really good player.
I know he is, but like he can't shoot the basketball.
It's okay. He's an elite player in many different facets.
How can you be an elite player but be horrible
shooting
the ball?
He's good on defense, gets the rim, good passer.
I know I sound like an idiot, but I know he's a really good player, but are you an elite player if you can't hit a shot from outside the paint?
I would ask you this. Do you think that he can't get better at some time? He's young.
Yeah, but isn't there a limit to how much better he's going to get shooting the basketball?
Isn't that the same argument someone would have made about Jimmy Butler 4 or 5 years ago?
Is Mitch going to become any more accurate?
Well,
good night, everyone.
All right, and that's the end of What to Watch For.
No, I like it. I like your storylines. Abdallah, what are you going to watch?
I have two things, and one's one I already mentioned. But the first one is Champions League Final, Sunday, 2 o'clock, Paris Saint-Germain against Bayern Munich.
PSG
against... I'm not going to say
Bayern.
Against Bayern. I was going to give their initials, but I'm not going to give their initials on the radio. Bayern Munich.
Oh, BM.
Thanks, Waddle. PSG against Bayern Munich, Champions League final. And then I said it last week, but I was blown away by Lovecraft Country on HBO. The new show, J.J. Abrams. Why is his name escaping me? Jordan Peele from Get Out and Us.
He's an AP.
Yes. Such a good show. It was filmed here, I found out, on Twitch, because Roderick James knows everything on Twitch. And some of it was filmed in Pilsen right over here. They used one of the bars up in my neighborhood for one of the scenes. It just looks amazing. It's so cool.
Nice.
Watch it if you haven't seen it yet. I'm telling you to watch it again.
I'm going to grab some low-hanging fruit, and I'm going to tell you to watch Cubs and Sox. I think this is going to be a really exciting series. Baseball City USA is back. I think it's going to be some good baseball. So that's what to watch for. When we come back, well, you know what we're going to do? We're going to give you a little preview of what you're going to see tonight out at Wrigley and the rest of the weekend. Jesse Rogers is going to join us, and he will do that in 2 minutes. And we'll be back in just 2 minutes, thanks to our friends at Legal Rideshare.